Hey, what's going on, my friends? Happy Monday, and welcome to Wake Up Legendary. My name's Dave Sharp. I'll be your host today, and I'm going to be very hydrated. This is only one of three drinks that are standing by, and so I hope you have some caffeine or whatever keeps you going as well. And we've got a fantastic guest. Once again, I'm really excited to talk to another one of our fantastic members, legendary marketers. Here's an Army vet and nurse who has built her business and had some results early, and 42,000 views on a first reel. Wow. Holy smokes. We're setting the expectations really high. Let's hear her story. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Those are some fantastic results. I'm sure it's not just an overnight success. Although I'm excited to hear all about your journey. First of all, thanks for your service.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Second, tell us where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Missouri, Southwest Missouri. Yep. Nice. Been living here about my whole life.
About your whole life?
Yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Was in Kansas for a little bit, but.
I got you. Yeah, me as well. I've been in the same city. Even my children, two of my three children were born in the same hospital that I was born in.
So, hey, there you go. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can relate to the hometown thing. So tell us your legendary story. How did you find us and what were you looking for?
Well, you know, funny thing, I really wasn't even looking for a side hustle or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a different, you know, kind of perspective for us, you know. And I was just scrolling along Facebook Reels one day and found my mentor that way. She was pitching different things. I was like, wow, that's really interesting. What in the world is she talking about? So it was kind of a little, you know, kind of trying to figure things out there. So checked out to see what she had to offer. And that's kind of how I ended up here. But I mean, a little more backstory before that.
Yeah.
That one thing that, you know, kept us all in our houses for a really long time and just kind of messed with everybody's financial situation a little bit.
Yeah.
So that kind of built up a little bit of, hey, you know, let's check this out, because I had a certain specialty that I worked in, and then it was kind of low census for a little bit, and then just different like facilities, they were, you know, kind of saving up money for like worst case scenarios and things. So then they tend to cut positions or not post new jobs. So then I went back and worked as an RN for a little bit, because I'm a nurse practitioner. So I went back and worked on the floor during that time frame, and it was a really good experience, though, helping other people that were really sick and all.
Right.
And then I have a good stable NP job now, but then just different things that accrue, like debt and, you know, school loans that are already there, that just kind of puts a damper on things also. And it's like, man, how am I going to manage all that? And then just, yeah, my favorite was just scrolling through the Facebook Reels. I wasn't even on TikTok or anything. Hmm. So I was just like, let's check that out. So
you became more open to opportunity because of what happened. You're in the medical field and you were there to help, there to serve. And it's just not enough. It's not enough money, and there's not enough stability, and there's not enough security for you. So you did like any human being would do, is you, as you're probably, we're not even, like you said, looking for something, but you were entertaining yourself, but you were open. You were open-minded to other possibilities. And so did you ever think in a million years that you would be getting involved or starting a online business?
No. I mean, honestly, that was really interesting to me as well. I'm just like, hey, let's just learn all about this. You know? So it's like, wow, we're onto something, that there's something more than just working your 9 to 5. I mean, you can still have your passion. Like I said, nursing is my passion, and I love helping people. And also I was a nurse preceptor when I worked as an RN on the floor, and I really loved helping all the new people with that.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of helping carry over into my new passion here.
Yeah.
As helping people learn a new side hustle and even replace their 9 to 5 if that's what they want to do.
Yeah. And don't you find coming from a place of being of service and leadership in your the other roles in your life, it's so amazing that in this business, those same just good personal skills, good communication skills, just good quality leadership skills, making people feel comfortable, making people feel cared for, making people feel seen, not being, you know, like a lot of times we see people on the internet who are, they seem like they're mean or passive aggressive or whatever, but really bringing that good compassion and that good, solid, quality, service-based leadership over into now this business. Don't you see also, as I see, how those, if you can just focus on really those qualities and those skills in this business, it's really half the battle or more. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure. Yeah. And like we discussed last week, you know, by the way, big fan of the show, like to come on and get all those little golden nuggets of information to apply to everything. Mm. And so the 50,000 year old secret, you know, mainly just communication and just yeah. being able to relate with other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, nursing, I really have learned a big lesson in the past. I'd say, you know, since we launched this business, this is sort of like, I've learned so much now, and I'm in the second part of my career. I don't know if it's the second half, but when I started, I had all this imposter syndrome and all of the kind of trying to get comfortable in my own skin and figure out what my message was and really decide, do I want to let people know that much about, like, what am I risking versus what am I getting for doing that? But now in this kind of phase in my career, after I've settled down a little bit, I really realize that, you know, I really start to understand, like, people like Warren Buffett, who says the number one secret is to delight the customer. I mean, that is such a simple saying, but there's so much to it, because my ego gets in my way. My ego gets in my way, and I can, what do they say? Cut off your nose to spite your face. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like where I'm my own worst enemy. You know, like for example, if I'm creating content, a good practical example would be if I'm creating content and somebody leaves a negative message and then I get nasty in the comments back to that person or get passive aggressive or feel that I need to go in and make that person look dumb by leaving a more mean comment below. And it's like that's not delighting the customer. That's letting my ego kind of get in the way. And it's taken a long time for me to learn that. How are you, with your background in the medical field as well as the military, how are you navigating, you know, kind of bringing a message out to the world where you're not really in the safety of a medical office where everything's confidential? You're putting yourself out there. There's other people putting themselves out there. How is this different, and how are you dealing with it?
Well, like you said, you know, there are the people with their negative comments and things. So that is a little challenging. I think I find the best thing to do with some of those with the negativity, just kind of, you know, try to answer the best you can. Or if you don't have anything nice to say, just kind of, you know, let it lie, you know, just kind of. But yeah, just trying to reach out the best I can. But some people just want to be negative, unfortunately. You find that anywhere, even with taking care of people in the medical field. Sometimes they just, but then just like listening is a real key that I find as well. Just trying to get to the root of the problem and just, you know, explore different avenues on what might be upsetting them or this and that. And I've done that with my DMs and things too, just trying to see where they're coming from. I'm like, you know, what are you worried about? Some people are worried about legitimacy of stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know, check me out. I've got a Facebook group. I've got this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be afraid. You know, I will answer whatever questions. I'm being transparent. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to know.
Yeah, I like that. And what I hear you saying and kind of what I sense from your energy is that, you've, from your experience in the military and in the medical field, what I would assume has been really valuable is learning how to temper your emotions and stay present and not take things personal. You know, if a patient, for example, I can only imagine some of the things that you've experienced with patients. And so you've got a skill that you've developed to deal with people on many different emotional levels. Mm-hmm. And I, what I hear and I, what I'm hearing you describe is how you're now applying that here. And when somebody lashes out, maybe with anger, which is probably just fear, you're kind of coming back, not throwing something mean back at them or whatever, but saying, hey, what's going on? I'm sorry you feel that way. Or kind of trying to soften the situation a little bit. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, that's really the main thing. It's not like a problem with you. It's like maybe a problem with like past, maybe, for example, gurus of like people trying to say that they're trying to teach people different affiliate marketing things, and they've, you know, paid thousands of dollars and they've had problems with that, or, yeah, you know, and then they're kind of a little jaded from that. So
yeah, sure.
That's one thing that I get down to the bottom of, and yeah, that's where that's coming from. So,
well, I always say that we can use our experience from past jobs, being parents, all this stuff in this business, because this is a business of people and sort of building relationships and just providing value, which is something that a lot of us are not used to because we're mechanical, or we kind of more look at jobs as like, I'm here to do the thing, but not interact with the people. And the challenge is that commerce, business, is all people. And I know we're all afraid that one day aliens or robots are going to take over all of our jobs, but it's just not possible, because critical thinking, we have brains that can't be replaced. They can't. Mm-hmm. Compassion can't be replaced. Those things can't be replaced. And so, you know, I just, It's very interesting to me, because what I found is all of my past skills that I've developed in other areas or used, everything overlaps, is the point that I'm trying to make. And that's why I'm so big on personal development, no matter what it looks like for you, because it will spill over. Good habits spill over. Good qualities spill over. The things that you learned at your employer, your job right now, they're useful. Don't, you know, sometimes we get this like, I hate the job, I want to fire the boss. And it's like, but how you do one thing is how you do everything. So in order to make a dignified transition into entrepreneurship, you have to make a dig and feel good about yourself. You have to make a dignified exit from your job. Mm-hmm. And I know we all love to fantasize about going into our boss and saying, you're fired. And that's fine. You can do that. I just always say, make sure you can live with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyways, I digress just a bit. So tell us what happened with your journey, kind of going through some of the education and getting started.
Well, you know, just really the main thing is like eating our own cooking, you know, whatever we teach, we do. So I think that's, you know, a very important part of affiliate marketing itself, just being able to stand behind your products and things. And decade in a day, that was just amazing. You know, it was just so much information. I was just like, ooh, I've just got to write it all down. You know, it's getting me all excited and just all sorts of stuff. I'm like, all the possibilities. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I could write a nursing book. I could make a nursing course too, you know. But yeah, like you were saying, just it said to focus on the affiliate marketing part and, you know, promoting whatever somebody else's product and get that down, get all the relation down, being able to apply what you've already done to this new skill set. And and yeah, so that was really the big thing there. Yeah.
Learn how to get leads, learn how to drive traffic first. I've got a great example of how a woman used an ad about nursing in the Facebook section of the Affiliate Marketing Business Blueprint. So make sure that you check that out if you haven't already, because, you know, a lot of times we can speak, if I'm a construction worker, I can write an ad or I can speak to other construction workers and really, really dial in, you know, and be very, very relatable when I talk to them. But what the interesting thing is that other people who hear it, they say, well, would it apply to me? I'm an architect. Would it apply to me? I'm a lawyer. And you get people, and I gave a great example in the Facebook funnel section of the Affiliate Marketing Business Blueprint, where a girl used an ad and she said, attention nurses. And she, and she was talking specifically to nurses, and she's standing in her scrubs. And she said, drop a comment below. Now, it was an ad. She ran it as an ad. And instead of just trying to get the click, she was going for the engagement. And she said, drop a comment below if you want me to send you information. And the comments were full of, I'm a doctor. Would this apply to me? I'm a plumber. Would this apply? Right. So because it was just targeted, and in a lot of times when people feel excluded, they want to be included. You know what I mean? So it's a unique angle. I just wanted to mention that to make sure that you check it out, because, well, let me ask you, are you speaking at all to people in the medical field in your marketing, or are you being general and not speaking specifically to people in the medical field? Do you talk at all about your experience, or how do you relate that into this business, or do you compartmentalize?
I do a little bit of explanation, like in my story. I'll like talk about those kind of things, you know, sprinkling the story here and there into the videos and things. Mm-hmm. But kind of mainly kind of more of a broad, like people that have been to college that have student debt. I find that as like a big, pain point.
Okay.
That I've heard a lot of people say things about, you know, hey, I've got all these loans and what do I do? And, you know, how do I manage that? Because they say they'll help you, but then those payments are pretty hefty sometimes. So,
yeah. Okay. So that's a huge thing that you see that you can make a connection with is a lot of people can relate to that specific pain point is big time student debt. What about credit card debt? Do you talk about?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I do throw that in there too.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's a good one as well.
Yeah, because I think that as much, again, it goes back to marketing being more effective when you talk to people's pains rather than when you try to talk about what they can have.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, remember, you can have, you know, I mean, I can have, you know, six pack here. Okay. I can have six pack. I can have, you know, whatever. I can have, you know, all these other things. That's fine. I'm going to sit right here. Cool. I'm going to think about that. But let me tell you something. If I got a toothache, my ass is in that dentist chair.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like when we sell pleasure, it's not as powerful as if we sell ridding of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that I think legendary marketers know, and I'm talking about some of the people in the history section of the Business Blueprints, when I go through sort of the history in that first section, some of those legendary marketers, what they know is that sometimes people don't know what their pain is.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to agitate that pain to put it back in their face. And if you can do it in a way that's not as like, hey, here's your pain, to make them feel shame, if you can kind of tell stories, but then you weave it in, and right, it's a magical formula that gets people to, I think the big thing that makes it all work is if you wrap the pain in your own story so they can identify with it, rather than trying to say you're wrong or you're bad and here's why I can fix you. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, people don't like to be confronted. So yes, just a more gentle, you know, little subtle way of going about it. Yeah.
And they don't like conflict, so they're not really going to be. And I was actually thinking about this morning too, that everything's exclusive in life. It's really powerful when you make things inclusive. You know, and even if you look at a lot of the offers on the internet, they make it seem like you can join an exclusive secret society of gurus. And it's like, the truth is people don't really want that. They want like to be a, like, look at America. Like, it's a diverse place of lots of different cultures and races and religions. And guess what? It's the crown jewel of the planet because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And people want that inclusive feeling that everybody's not at a certain level and they're going to walk in and be like this, you know, loser. How do you make people feel comfortable? How do you create a welcoming space in your community, Stephanie? And you mentioned like a Facebook group. And so how do you, like, what are some examples of how you make people feel welcome and a part of and comfortable to reach out or to join your Facebook group and to take the next step?
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, first off, laying some ground rules of like different things for the group, like, you know, it's going to be a safe place, you know, no hate speech, that kind of thing. And then having them agree to the rules before they go into the Facebook group. And, you know, like any of the, even this group, you know, I think that just makes an aura of security with that. And then just being welcoming when people join, just kind of making a post and welcoming them there. And yeah, just trying to still kind of get a hang of things and balancing that with everything else. But yeah, so just kind of being up front.
Yeah.
With saying it's going to be a safe place and facilitating conversation that way.
Yeah. What's your main things that you focus on in your marketing and your content creation in terms of how are you coming up with ideas? How are you, and what did the first few videos feel like, or, how are they different than the ones that you're doing now?
Well, the first few were kind of uncomfortable, you know, they were like, it's, you're not really used to seeing yourself initially, honestly, because it's like, oh, that's what I look like in the video. That's kind of a little scary. But we're our own worst critics, you know, so you just kind of got
to. We really are. We're all just, when we're on video, you know, like an audience, like an interview or a Zoom or whatever, we're just looking at ourselves the whole time. We're not even looking at the other people. It's just, but we're all, and I was trying to explain that to my daughter yesterday. We were walking up to a little birthday party and she was like, we were a little late and she was like, I feel embarrassed. And I was like, I know. I felt like that a lot as a kid, you know, embarrassed. And it's weird because as an adult, I don't feel like that as much anymore. Because what I kind of realized was everybody else was, you know, feeling embarrassed or worried about themselves as well. You know, I realized everybody wasn't looking at me. So, and she was like, I think, you know, you try to talk and explain things like that to a 6-year-old, but and she, at the end, she's kind of like, I still feel embarrassed. You know what I mean? anyways, no. I'm sorry. So your initial ones were uncomfortable and how are those different than what's coming out of you now and onto the internet?
Yeah, I think repetition is key and consistency is key. Just kind of any new skill you learn in life is just you kind of got to keep doing it till you get more comfortable with it. Just like any new nursing skills, you know, you got to practice your IVs until you get them. You got to practice all your spiking your bags and all, you know, communication, you got to practice that. So just as I keep going along, it's easier and easier. And you just got to think everything is content, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm at a theme park, let's do like the horizon of the rides. That's content, or put some words on that. Or,
yeah,
you know, you're just walking along on your walk, walking your dog. I've done that. That's content too. Throw some words on that. And then the actual words, I've really gleaned that from all the education that I've gotten from the blueprints and everything. Cause that's where that comes from, honestly. And then reaching out with your mentors and other people that you meet along the way in this amazing community, you know, that we bounce ideas off of each other and figure out stuff that way. And it's like, hey, this really worked for me. You want to do that? And repurposing the content, being omnipresent on all the platforms. And
speaking of, you know, we titled this live the reel that got 42,000 views, as if that's always supposed to happen, always going to happen. It's not this is just the big disclaimer. The big Dave Sharp disclaimer is, you know, I actually hate massive results like on the first day or first try or whatever, because then, you know, people's mindset just gets, it's like the expectation set high and then they think they're a failure, like when it doesn't, you know, so that's the disclaimer. Anyways, I still want to celebrate your success because you've taken all of the steps and done all of the work. And I would assume that the Facebook reel, 42,000 on the first one, was after you had already been creating content on TikTok. But tell us what happened.
That's just right.
I guess. Is that what happened? Tell us how the 42,000 view on the first Facebook reel came about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I was, you know, concentrating on that solely. I even have a couple other TikTok accounts. They weren't really kind of taking off as much as the first one. I'm like, okay. So then I saw that we were having the Facebook Reels challenge in our Facebook group with Josh. So then I was just like, oh, let's give that a try. Because I didn't, yeah, I was just like, well, let's just make a whole new account. Because I mean, I've just have so many, I don't know. I mean, I know sometimes people use their original one, but yeah. Just like with all notifications, I just felt it would be too much with having personal and business.
Well, you probably have nursing friends and all that over there, right? Mm-hmm. So totally makes sense. So you created a new account.
Yeah, and just made it a personal one. And then I'm like, ooh, let's see how many views I can get with this one. You know, it's kind of getting a little exciting. So then I was just like repurposing my content from the other ones. And I was just like, ooh, hey, look at that one. And Facebook kind of throws you a little bit. It's like, oh my gosh, I've only got like 100 views. And you look on the next day, it's got like 600. And then it's got, oh my gosh, I've got all these comments on this very first one. Wow, what is going on here? It's just kind of like a whole new wild adventure. And it's just like, woo.
And it just kept going?
Yeah. Yeah, I still kind of get some comments on that one. That was like a few months ago, so.
You never knew you could get such excitement from a business, right? It's like, you know, I don't know how often you said that in your nursing career. I thought, I would assume there was more noises like, ooh, oh. But, you know, you have more stories from there than I do. We won't ask you about them because of confidentiality, of course.
That's where I want to write the book.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And of course, just use, you know, what are they like? Just fake names for everybody, you know, and so you could tell the stories.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I think that your internet marketing career is probably going to be just or more interesting as of course, I haven't heard much about your military time, but I think that the internet marketing lifestyle gives you an opportunity to not just have experiences in work, which are fun and which are cool, but also the freedom to go and have experiences elsewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you want to do or you now see yourself doing here either now or in the near future that you would not have been able to do had you started to create another source of income that was entrepreneurial, meaning it's unlimited. You really mm-hmm. have no, there's no cap, there's no ceiling. You don't have to ask for a raise. You just can take one whenever you want one or whenever you're willing to give yourself one. So what are some of the things that you have planned, you're excited about, you're planning now that would not have been possible before?
Like I was saying, it's learning about the core four with like, you know, doing your own courses, your own whatever, writing a book, those kind of things. That was inspired, you know, by this course because that brought that up.
Did I lose you, Stephanie? Oh, there you back.
There we are.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. But, and just maintaining consistency. Cause I mean, you just, that really is the magic thing is just, if you don't post, then it's not going to keep pushing your videos out and then nobody's going to see anything and then you won't get any followers or engagement. And just really 2 to 3 a day for whatever platform and repurposing and even reposting. I've reposted cause I've learned that from different shows in the past that you get success from reposting and reposting your popular ones. That was a popular one that I reposted from my first one for Facebook Reels. And that's how that one was a little more successful.
We have a question from, and it is a good question. Did you create the Facebook Reel on Facebook or was it a repurposed video from TikTok? So this one that went, you know, viral initially, was that just a simple repurpose of a TikTok video?
Yep. That's all it was. That's all it was. And that's made it more exciting too. I'm like, wow, I didn't even make that one new. It's like, you know.
Well, it's amazing. I've this is one of the concepts that I have continued that's continued to be true. And that is that really these days if you're a business and you have an online presence, in a way you have to look at yourself like a media company because so much of your business is just simply and very based on creating content. It's like so much of the world is in the content business now. And, you know, there's a lot of experts and professionals and people who are resistant to that, and that's fine. I mean, it's kind of like how Warren Buffett often says, I want to figure out which way the tide is going and swim with it, than trying to swim against it. So somebody who comes from your world, which is mainly medical, but also was military, what is it like for you now to be, in a way, a digital, you're a digital content creator? How is that for you? And how are you okay with that? Is that exciting to you? Did you ever see that coming?
I don't think I saw that coming, honestly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I had my other favorite influencers that I would watch. I mean, they're not, and they're actually affiliate marketers in a way too. You know, they have their sneaky little offers hidden in there. I'm like, ah, I didn't even see that before.
Right. It's like, yeah, where's the disclosure here?
They had it hiding somewhere, but I didn't read it because it's small print. Because that's what we do, you know. So, but it's there. So I'm like, wow, my eyes are just open to just what is going on here. That is so cool. Yes. Just the possibilities are endless. I mean, one of my favorite influencers, she has soaps that she likes, you know, but I know soap or lotions, potions and powders. I know those aren't always as big, but she's like a big influencer. So for her, yeah, you know, it could, yeah, she could get a whole bunch in like one video. So,
well, without a doubt. And
yeah,
mainly I the lotions, potions and pills things are mainly for, you know, MLMs, you know, which are a whole nother conversation, honestly.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people who are in the health niche, you know, I have absolutely zero issue with being an affiliate for a physical product. It's the manufacturing and the creating and the shipping if you own the product. If you're an affiliate and somebody else is you're just sending traffic and they're doing all the making of the product, the shipping. Look, I'm just trying to make it easy for everybody. You know, that's all this is about. It's about ease of getting into the business and ease of operating the business and actually higher profit margins. I feel like the core four is like the Wall Street of our economy, because the Wall Street is a place. Wall Street is a place where you can sort of bend reality and make profits that don't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, how are these people making all this money? It's because they literally bend reality on Wall Street. I mean, money and compound interest and managing people's money. When you take, you know, and then you get too big that you can't fail, so the government comes in and bails you out. It's crazy. The core four is kind of like bending reality. It's like the business model that's always bent reality for the average person, because there's no other business model that you can get into and you can make unlimited upside with the low headaches that you have with everything being digital and handling, manufacturing and shipping. Zero supply channel, and you don't have to rah-rah support a team like you do in MLM. And that's the challenge. You don't have to support a team. You don't have to go to rah-rah events. You don't have to take three-way calls. You don't have to do home and hotel meetings. There's none of that stuff. You can just be in your underwear the entire time. It's nice to put on a shirt sometimes. But if you wanted to just not actually get dressed, you could operate this business that way. That can be a double-edged sword too, because you could go for days without a shower. I've been there. You know what I mean? What else can we learn from your journey that would be valuable? What else would you like to say to folks before we let you get back to your busy life? Your life is busier than my life. I want to make sure that I honor your time. So what else could we learn from, what else do you want to share with us, Stephanie?
Another thing that kind of like opened my eyes too is that, you know, some people are like, oh, you know, it's just saturated, you know, all of this stuff, you know, everybody's promoting this, or everybody's promoting that, but it's just TikTok alone. There's a billion people on there. There's a huge audience. And I've also used that as a talking point with people in my messages as well. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, there's just so many, I've seen so many. And it's like, but it's like the grains of sand on the shore. There's just like so much opportunity there, such a big audience. And yeah. And then another thing that really surprised me in my marketing is like some of my success has come from like email four. I'm like, wow, Where'd that come from? It's just so interesting. Just like the new, it's just like a new science. You know, I'm used to all of the nursing science and all physiology and things like that. But then the science of technology and affiliate marketing, it's like, wow, that was really interesting. Because, yeah, a lot of times people don't buy up front. It's just, you know, later on is when they kind of make a decision. That's how I was too. I was the same way. I was just like, I wasn't looking for this. I'm just a little bit, I got to figure this out more because I have to use my critical thinking. I have to lay everything out. I have to
overanalyze. Put it all
down. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I have a joke with my wife because she's an analyzer, and there was some funny cartoon that was on sometime when our 6-year-old was like 2. And it was like this little robot that was like, start analyzing. And it's still a joke. I literally just said it to her the other night. Start analyzing, because she's an analyzer. I get it. We analyze ourselves, analyze into paralysis.
Yeah. And that's one thing you don't want to do with like your NCLEX nursing test, because it's just like some people just, that's a big thing I went over with some students. So I'm like, don't read too much into the question, the information that is there. Go with that. You know, you can't be like, oh, but what about, you know, what if they have an Aunt Sally that this and that? No, we don't care about Aunt Sally. She's not in the question. You know, whatever is in the nursing question is what you need to focus on.
And that's the big secret about this business. It's the big secret about investing, is that it's simple, and the rest of the world has to overcomplicate it so they can have a purpose, so they can have a reason to charge you money. And that's what I learned about, you know, Wall Street. The reason why they make money, I want you to understand this. And anybody who, and this is going to be a gift. If I would have got this early, I'd have even more money than I have now, early in my career. Meaning if y'all understand this now, you can start saving smart and investing intelligently. But I didn't really understand how to invest money, you know, because the marketplace makes it complicated. They make you think that you're too dumb. You know what I mean? Like, you'll screw it up if you do it by yourself, and you need some guy who's going to do it with you or for you. Stephanie, I think you're froze. Just want to see if you're still with me. I sense she's going to come back. I know, Matt, I see you there. She's
there. We are.
All right. So Wall Street, they want you to be dumb. They want you to think you're dumb. So they can say, give me your money and I'll charge you a percent of, or 2% of your whole portfolio to manage it and to pick stocks. And the truth of the matter is you don't need them to do that. You could just invest in index funds. Index fund at Vanguard is a simple thing that where you buy it, it just invests evenly inside of the whole, say, S&P stock market or the entire American stock market. And the average money manager cannot beat that. He can't beat it. She can't beat it. She's not going to get you better returns than that simple index that tracks the S&P 500. It just invests the money evenly across all the companies, well diversified. The company Vanguard created it in the 70s. And it was just the bottom line is that Wall Street makes the money that they do managing people's money, because people are not, they don't just go do the research themselves to learn about these simple little financial tools that are available to all of us. Any one of us can invest in an index fund. And I'm not saying you should. This is not financial advice. I'm giving you an example based on my personal experience. But any one of us has access to those financial tools. Index funds over at Vanguard. Any single one of us. ETF, index, it's basically the same thing. Any one of us has access to any one of those financial tools, but the money managers don't want us to know that, because then they can't charge us to manage their money. Well, the same thing in all of life. There's always somebody who's going to try to make it more complicated than it needs to be, because that's how they somehow pay for themselves. When the truth is that it's simple. There really is no secrets. There's basic mechanics. It's kind of like when you are doing construction work. You need to understand how to operate a hammer, a drill, a circular saw, and a sawzall so you don't kill yourself. and you need to understand how to read blueprints. But the rest is working with people in basic emotional intelligence and common sense and critical thinking skills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And any time that we get sucked into somebody who tries to overcomplicate it or tell us that there's something wrong with us and we need them or whatever, that's why I'm so against people who abuse power and so against people who try to create dependent entrepreneurs. Legendary is a springboard. Legendary is not just, we have entrepreneurs who start here and they spring out into the marketplace and they go do all kinds of amazing things, right? But that's right. Because that's what's possible. That's mm-hmm. what's possible when we keep it simple and we just execute. The same way that investing is simple too. You know, people get into, you know, one of the big side hustles over the last couple of years has been day trading. You know, come and day trade, come and trade crypto. And it's like people think that that's, oh, making money has to be that complicated. All these other things out here are not good enough, so I need to go day trade. And that's the stupidest. That's the stupidest thing anybody could do. Because the chances of you making money as a day trader are as good as the chances of you making money at a slot machine in Las Vegas. Long term, you might make a buck here and a buck there. But let's be honest, not a single billionaire made money because he sat there and traded back and forth. It's not about timing the market, folks. It's about time in the market. And this business is the same way. It's about consistency and playing the long game and doing what you're doing, Stephanie. So I commend you. And I think it's a wonderful example of not only these transferable skills that you can transfer to existing careers into this, but then, of course, you can transfer these skills into other places as well, specifically the core four as you move from affiliate marketing to, sounds like you want to get into potentially creating some courses, coaching, or events for other nurses. Is that what I was hearing earlier in the conversation?
Yep. That is on the horizon, I feel. Yep.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, listen, I know you've got a busy life and a busy day. And so thank you for your time. And please come back and do it again if you feel compelled to when we reach out, and probably we'll ask you to do a follow-up update with you.
Sounds great. Love it. Thank you so much. This has been great. And thank you for having me. Big fan of the community, and it's just so supportive, and yeah, all sorts of good information. You don't find that too often to where you buy education and then you're kind of on your own, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult. Even sometimes I've heard those stories of people feeling like that in traditional university. So, I think that's getting better. I think that's changing, mm-hmm. but, it is certainly nice when we can find somewhere that, is more inclusive than a lot of universities, which are exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And we can, you know, become a part of and learn some incredible skills. So thanks for pointing that out. And, yeah, we'll talk to you really soon. Okay. I hope she doesn't freeze on the last 5 seconds. I'm going to give her a chance. Well, anyways, folks, you see, oh, okay. You're back. I didn't want to send you out on a frozen screen. So it was great to have you, Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. It's been an honor. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, my friends, you can find her. We've got her handle there down at the bottom of your screen, Affiliate Nurse Mom. Okay, Affiliate Nurse Mom. Took me a minute to read that. Had to get my eyesight straight. Wow, here we go again. Another week, folks. It's a beautiful thing, and there's going to be lots of great guests this week. And thank you again, Stephanie, for an incredible episode and sharing your story and of course, your service. And golly, even your service in the medical field, it's so essential. So essential. So thank you. All right, my friends, take care. Have a great Monday. Get out of here. Be legendary. Peace.